The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See? In trouble.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, right here from the center of the Berkshires, the Housatonic River Valley, going out all across the world on all your favorite podcast channels. Check it out, the only rock and roll show for water, because Pittsfield deserves a rock and roll show for water. And today in studio, we're going to have Prashad. I have to learn his last name. I really am not there yet. So he's going to teach me more about that, and he's going to teach us about aquatics. He's right across from me. Just say a quick hello to our water lovers around the world.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks. This is actually our... I have to go back and forth because one of the things around here... Why don't we say hi, Prashad? Yeah, you're in the program mode. I have to stay present to buttons. Yeah. Next week, we're going to have these computer, you know, maybe our local data center driven right here where we do the data here at WTBR. So very excited to be going over to the world of video, and Prashad will be with us second half of the show. Stay tuned for his aquatics adventure all from here and then maybe back all the way to Sri Lanka, which I understand is near the Maldives. Correct? Am I right?
You're right about that? Correct. Actually, Maldives is near Sri Lanka.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, but I'm sure Sri Lanka rules the roost over there. And we're going to be back with And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. Got a little bit of water music coming your way. Let's see what we got. Obviously, aquatics has to do with water. So you're going to hear a lot of water-related songs here on And So It Flows. And here's some Cyndi Lauper with Water's Edge. Whoop, get her going. Come on, Cyndi. Sing. I love the whole world of authentic in the world of when tech doesn't work the way you want it to. Come on, tech. I'm going to reboot. Am I actually... I'm on camera? Yes, I am. Rebooting my Spotify playlist. Hopefully, we're still connected to the internet here. Come on. We're working it. And listen to some of the water music coming from the ocean. Here's a little Water's Edge from Cyndi Lauper. Oh, there we go. A little slow on the tech. I don't know. What is it with the... Who knows? Something. But, you know, tech. Gotta love tech. Maybe time to dial back, which is why we want to vibe on water. You're listening to And So It Flows, the only show...
I heard it burned too hot to survive. All that's left is all these ashes. Where does love go? I don't know. When it's all said and done, how could I be losing you forever? After all the time we spent together, I had to know why I had to lose you. Now you just become like everything I'll never find again. At the bottom of the ocean, in a dream you appeared for a while. You were here, so I keep sleeping just to keep you with me. I'm drawing
You are listening to And So It Flows. Over by the ocean, you could hear the ocean. But we had Tyla from South Africa. South Africa that stood up in court to stand for human rights. Yay for South Africa. And then before that, we had Miley Cyrus, who actually follows this show. And what is it? Beneath the ocean or something about the ocean, bottom of the ocean. It was kind of like a love, getting rid of, or not getting rid of, saying goodbye to your love that you're kind of leaving. And then we started with Water's Edge, which is kind of a great song that brings together a little bit of spirituality in there. You could feel it, like a self-reflection song. And I think we are in a time of self-reflection and getting to see why things are important the way they are, relationships and otherwise, water, maybe air, food, maybe even the sense of reality itself. Got a little news coming your way, and let's go see what that's all about. Oh my God, might this have something to do? It's not local perhaps, but it's in Klamath, Washington, I believe that is. Ecosystems are thriving without dams. Ooh, what's that all about? This is trending. 1 year after removal of the last structure, salmon are winning upstream. What does that actually mean? This is from the newspaper, The Columbian, so thanks on that. During a virtual press conference, oh my God, can we just get rid of Zoom. Okay. October 9th, Klamath River scientists announced that a year after the last of the dams were removed, river health has begun to bounce back. What's that? With salmon swimming upstream, bald eagles flying overhead, and increased bear, beaver, otter, and osprey activity, the ecosystem is booming thanks to the completion of the world's largest dam removal effort. They got rid of that darn dam. Not a quote. The rivers come alive instantly after a dam removal. The fish returned in greater numbers than I expected and maybe anyone expected, said Damon Goodman, Mount Shasta Klamath Regional Director for California Trout, a conservation nonprofit that works to keep waterways and wild fish healthy. Imagine that, healthy fish. What would that be all about? I don't know. Signs say something different over here in the Berkshires. We got to get to that. Got to do something about that. According to Goodman, the fish monitoring effort done by California Trout is likely the most comprehensive science and monitoring project ever done to evaluate a dam removal effort. The monitoring efforts include sonar and video vane. It says something that track the abundance of timing of returning fish, boat surveys documenting spawning habitat and distribution of fish, telemetry for migration behavior, netting and eDNA for tagging, and species composition and traps for downstream mitigation timing. That is great. Pretty amazing, actually. This is from the Columbian. Look up the rest. There's more to that story, so look it up. Can't tell you everything because this is literally, you're listening to And So It Flows. We're a form of water content and water information, and also to kind of like get us curious. So that's actually kind of curious because there's a lot of talk about dam removal here on the East Coast. So maybe that is something. Got a little here, something from Shark Tale, and then more music on its way. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Stay tuned in about 5-6 minutes. We're going to be bringing on Prashad, an aquatics expert, here in the city of Pittsfield, in the center of the Berkshire Hills in Berkshire County, Western Mass. West of Boston by about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, depending on what part, because it's a big county. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm going to start that again because, you know why? Because I forgot to turn on the sound. So I'm going to, wait, we're going to go back to the beginning on this one. And we're going to actually get the sound on so you can hear. This is actually...
His best friend's a fish. So what's going on here, my friend? He likes to dress like a dolphin, so what?
What's going on? Trying to get some sound going. Oh, let's see if this works now. And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
What is your problem? So your son likes kelp.
So much for downloads. Sometimes you don't get it to work. Sometimes you do. And you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And let's see what's next for a little bit of music. This is from our playlist, which you could find on Spotify. You're actually going to find it. Oh, we got a little bit here. Gotta love it. A bit of Under the Ocean.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down here, all the fish is happy as after the waves go. The fish on the land ain't happy. They saw 'cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
yes, you go beyond the pay.
What go under the sea? Under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. We what the land folks loves to cook. Under the sea, we after hook up. We got no troubles. Life is the bubbles under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got to be here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, they did the earth and start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea. Play the harp, the players play the bass and they sound the chop. The bass play the brass, the chop play the tub. The flute is the duke of soul. The way he can play the names on the strings. The chop rocking on the blackfish. He sings the spelt and the sprat. They know where it's at. They know that blowfish blow.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. You know, before, just a second ago, I actually made an error because there was a technical little thing that I didn't do here. but we're going to actually see it, test it, and make sure it's working, because the bottom line, it's worth actually having a laugh now and then.
What is your problem? So his son likes kelp. So his best friend's a fish. So he likes to dress like a dolphin. So what?
So what? So what? And that was when, what's his name? Will Smith. That's when he was a cool dude. That was before the slap. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for HO. That little clip came from Shark Tale, where there was this fish that all of a sudden was kind of like, it was really great film. Under the water, animation, Robert De Niro was in it, so many really great voiceovers. And this particular fish, Oscar the Shark Slayer, actually worked at a whale wash, like a car wash. And they were like, you know, there was so much Caribbean in the space when at the car wash. It was great. Kind of a takeoff and a really great film, because animation is great, because it just simply is. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to have in the space of H2O, we got Prashad. Prashad, please share with our water-loving listeners around the world, how do I pronounce your last name?
My last name means mango tree square house.
Okay, mango
so tree. So what we say in Sri Lanka, in Sri Lankan, Sinhalese, is Amba Gaha Kotuwegedar. I just don't want you to try to say that.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like.
That's cool. Say that again. You know, my family's Hungarian, so we had this joke, an on-running joke, with my father's Boy Scout troop that kept on getting together into the 2000s, was one dude would say, you know, we speak Hungarian. It's a really good underwater language. You know, meaning that kind of nobody really understands what it is, except if you're in Hungary. So I acknowledge you to be able to be with a long last name, especially here in these wonderful United States at this time. So I get it, and I don't get it. So thanks for doing what you're doing. So tell people a little bit about, first about a little bit about your past. Do like a, you know, 30-second bio, like who are you? What have you done?
Yeah, so the quickest way to say is, because this is water podcast, I would say I followed the water all the way from Colombo, Sri Lanka, through Dubai, Vietnam, to United States.
Wow.
And here I am.
And you're working in what field right now?
I'm working in aquatic field. I'm the aquatic director at the Brigham Center. It's a community center in Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Amazing. That's Gladys Brigham, right?
Yes. Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center.
I was inspired when I first looked up Gladys Brigham. You know why? Because a person who did so much, there was so not much there about her, which kind of says a lot about the person itself. They're like, is that true, or is that just kind of me making that up? Or was she just simply a selfless person by what I see?
I think something? It's... I think there's definitely a greater good that someone provided to the community. Sometimes you don't hear about it. You know, sometimes just by the time, you know, we just forget very easily. But it's been there for the community since 1940s, and we are still doing what we do, serve the community, and it's been great.
That's really cool. My thought is, her name shows up in different places around the city of Pittsfield and the Berkshire County area. So I'm curious. I'll find more about that. And what do you do in the aquatics program? What's that?
I manage the swimming pool. We have a 25-yard facility, aquatic facility, that we teach from little babies to grandparents, elderly population.
Wow.
And anything to do with water, water aerobics, water exercise classes, to swim teams, to group lessons,
Do you ever do anything for people? Do you have like a pool for hot water for people to kind of bend their legs after a long surgery or something? Or
we do. We used to have a physical therapy program, but unfortunately we don't. But I have personally helped people that who, you know, would like to get back in the water.
You do that. Okay. And also help people kind of heal a different part of their body.
Yes.
If they, and you do that as a coach?
Yeah.
Or you do that
just
as
by my experience and working with the physical therapist in the past.
Wow.
We always recover in the water greater than you're out of the water. So
yeah, totally. Because
you don't feel the gravity or...
Yeah, it's like 60% less gravity or something like that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And, we'll go there, but there are some basic low-hanging fruit in the attempt to get better in our lives, get better being more physically able to heal.
Yes.
Or to get stronger.
Definitely.
Or to even get healthier. Yeah. So... That's
just
pretty,
being in the water improves your health.
Yeah.
And there's so many benefits.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah, you feel better. You know, you're not splashing around on Earth. You're trying to survive.
I mean, you're a happier person when you get out of the water.
Yeah,
you
totally.
Know, than not swimming, not getting in the water at all.
So what got you inspired to be in the world of aquatics?
All started with a 14-year-old boy in Colombo that don't know how to swim and signing up for swim lessons, you know, like this all started there, and then just became a high school lifesaver. Every Sunday we were at the beach rescuing people from drowning. Sri Lanka is a small country. We had so many people don't know how to swim, and there's drownings every day, every weekend. If you don't go there, there's no one there to rescue them. So that's how it all started.
Did you ever, are there always things like, you know, there's obviously the swimming stuff, but in Sri Lanka, it's southern climate, south of the equator, and it's warmer area. So it would be a warmer area.
We have a ocean all around us, and it's 85 degrees, you know, all year round. So, and also we do have a lot of hundred plus rivers. And also so many ancient times, the kings, they built these man-made lakes.
Oh,
wow. We have thousands of man-made lakes in Sri Lanka.
Well, you were talking about the man-made lakes, and I heard you earlier say that you've been to Dubai, and they got like some serious... Is it Dubai or...
Dubai. Yeah, UAE.
Don't they have like their own man-made lake areas?
They
take all their oil money and make these lakes
into a... anything you want, like waterfalls, and
that's. You know. I mean, is any of that done with the environment in mind, or is it done simply to say I could move the thing this way and that because I got a special, dump truck?
Not sure what the impact would be, but I have seen some amazing architecture. You know, like this modern architecture that built and changed the nature.
That's pretty
to your
amazing.
Good.
Yeah. So, that's pretty great. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of those things. I've seen pictures in different architectural magazines and different design magazines, and I've always been like, what? So, like, the game of anything is possible, you know, if we invested money into making water as part of our beautified area, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
And... So again, back to aquatics. You're a young man, young boy, and a teenager coming here doing like. When did you move to the States? When did that happen?
It was 2012.
2012. Okay.
Yeah.
And by then, you'd done aquatics in different scenarios. What kind of things?
Taught swimming about 20 years prior to arrival to the States.
Wow.
I worked at the American School of Dubai, and that's an international school, K-12. We taught thousands of children how to swim from all around the world. And also same with United Nations School in Vietnam.
Wow.
We met so many different nationalities
who
don't know any swimming. So that...
It like? What's like the big? I remember when I was learning how to swim, And, you know, my relationship to swimming was by a swimming pool, 3 years old, in the Catskills, in some Hungarian, you know, newly arrived Hungarian folks, and they have this bungalow colony, and I'm a three-year-old precocious, that's a $20 world. I was just being a rude three-year-old and basically pushing people who were ready to jump in to help them jump. And I fell in. And so what showed up is I was, you know, I was floating to the bottom. And then I got pulled out. And then I got told that I almost drowned, so, you know, I kind of picked up a little bit of fear. And then I was scared of the water for at least another 12 to 15 years, even though I liked the feeling of being by the water.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you find that for kids? Lot of kids just scared?
In the United States, the highest age 1 to 5 child deaths are drowning. And it's the second highest rate of child age 5 to 14.
Wow.
It's also drowning. So we have a problem everywhere. I mean, it's all around the world. I don't even know the number of drowning.
Are there different cultures around the world that teach? You've gone around the world. You've done the UN. You've done the, you know, international school in Dubai. Any cultures where people teach their kids how to swim from an early age?
When you grow up near a body of water, you naturally get used to your environment and learn to swim. People who grew up near the water, I have seen even in my country that, you know, my cousins live by a river. They swim like a fish. They didn't learn the proper way, but they are safe.
Yeah, because they become proficient at.
But there's also drowning happens when parents don't wash their kids. So you either learn naturally or you need to find a place and try to learn.
Pretty cool. So what I'm thinking is, you know, in that world of you're teaching a kid how to kind of protect themselves in the water, do you have any, like, top 10? Okay, so we might have a couple of parents listening. Maybe they have kids. Maybe there's someone who's not a parent or a kid and they want to get back into the water for some, and they might be a little concerned about it. What would you say are like the top 5 things to make sure you're safe around the water?
I would say when you're a little baby, practice, you know, a little bit of water skills in the bathtub or your sink. And then when they're about 1 year, when they just started to walk or almost starting to walk, you can actually teach them in the water, just basic paddling around with the safety equipment on, with the parent holding.
Yeah, totally.
Right? Like a mommy and me class, you know?
Yeah, total mommy and me. You got to put down the cell phone.
Yeah.
Mommy and or daddy.
Yeah. And you can do that anywhere in a warmer time. You can find a lake, pool. There's so many programs everywhere. And that could be a good start.
Yeah, totally. You know? Totally. What was exciting when I was first in this region, I was in the Hudson Valley, living in Tivoli, New York. And what I noticed is that it's kind of exciting about, you know, teaching your kid how to swim from an early age and putting them right into that space. Not so much to leave them alone out there. Remember bringing my daughter to the beach and 6 months old and kind of bringing her into the waves. And then my son learning to, you know, that was down in Atlantic City, and then bringing my son to little classes in Germantown, which is in Columbia County over by the Hudson River. And they, you know that place? He knows Germantown. Amazing. So tell us about Germantown.
Well, I also, you know, when I'm not teaching swimming, I ride motorcycles. And
oh, you go
down. Recently, 2 weeks ago, we went up there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's really
nice
cool.
Nice cafe. We had coffee and...
Yeah, there is a cafe. I like that town because it didn't go the full, at least the last time I've seen it, a few months ago. is didn't go full gentrification. Yeah. It actually has that really kind of a hill town. Not a hill town per se, but a small town.
I actually followed the Hudson River from up north Vermont. There's this road goes right by the river, and it's so amazing to ride on a motorcycle or car drive.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. I like this whole bioregion. There's so many great places to swim, to practice different kinds of aquatics. Have you ever done, like, you know, kind of a more freestyle aquatics level stuff, and you know, you're down there on the cliffs of Mexico or perhaps the cliffs of Bellevue Park in Adams, and allow yourself to kind of, this is aquatics too, jumping into a deep swimming hole and allowing yourself.
There's just one place in Dominican Republic, in Puerto Plata, I believe.
Puerto Plata.
I think it's called the 26 Waterfalls. I might be not exactly right the number, but you they'll take you up to the top, and then you follow the waterfalls. You can jump. If you're scared, you can climb down. But you're following the water from all the way to the top.
Oh, so you jump each one. So it's kind of like it's what I'm thinking of, looking back and forth here at this thing here, trying to control. I need a longer wire. Can't see. Okay, great. Yeah. Anyway, bottom line, we're going back and forth between shots, and next week it's going to be all kind of computerized. At least I hope. Thank God to Digital Navigators, and a shout out to Sam, who's here at WTBR, who does that kind of stuff, and David and the other David, and everyone here, Jody and Sean and this whole station, allowing for people to come on and give their verse. This station is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And I'm going to say your first name, and then you're going to say your last name. This is kind of like Electric Company, the old show that was kind of like Sesame Street, but cooler. Prashad.
Ambagaha Kotwegedara.
All right, that goes like water. It just flows. That's really, really, really cool. So, jumping back to Sri Lanka. You know, when I was in a different part of the world, once I passed the, you know, Western Euro border and Eastern Euro border, and I jumped into Turkey. And then from there, I jumped into India. You know, as soon as I got to Turkey, I got to see that, you know, these people don't need us. They literally don't. They're a strong country. They don't need us. They ruled half the world sometime. Their flag is really nice. And then I went into India, and I was like, I know absolutely nothing. Like, that level of travel, that has given you an open mind. Like, you probably don't get two of the same kind in a lifetime like that. So, you know, you're in aquatics, but you also care about things like people being safe on the street from their own government. What do you think about people who haven't traveled? Do you think they're more likely to take things out on other people? What do you think from your life experience?
You know, as a human being who was born in this world, you should be able to travel anywhere in the world and experience and live your life. That's my, you know, way of thinking.
Yeah.
I think when you, like, move to a different place, it just make you so, like, surrender to the environment.
Totally.
And really respect the world and see the world differently. So I think I would say anybody, you know, who's listening to this should travel. And
totally.
Life is, you know, it's not as bad as you see on TV, like...
And all the water you get to be in, you know, like I was in the Arabian Ocean.
But here's the thing. I would say, do not drink the water wherever you go, because you're going to get your upset stomach, right? Water, you have to be very careful drinking water. So drink bottled water and get used to, you know.
I'd like to push back on that, because I was in India.
Yeah.
I was in India, and that was always like, okay, be careful of the water. I drank all the water. What made me do what they call Montezuma's Revenge in Mexico when you're there as a Westerner or a Northerner, an Americano or gringo, what happens is that that's supposedly a thing. So I thought that was going to be for India, but it wasn't that. It was actually the secret, powerful effect of good spicy curry food, all this different kind of spices, the turmeric and garlic stuff. It actually acts like a way to cleanse your system. And I was like, I didn't get sick once from any water. People were, you know, like, and there were some pretty, you know, weird places of getting water. But at the same time, I was left with maybe it's, you know, just be obviously you want to have some level of care and look at the pipe it's coming from. But at the same time, you know, spices have an incredible effect on human beings.
You can't be afraid, you know.
No.
You got to take it.
But, you know, it's like it was something I know that I didn't know, or something I didn't know about the power of something to help in a particular way. And I'm not going to go deep into it because you don't want to talk about beautiful water and the other parts of life that don't have to intermingle all the time. So you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Let's get back to, like, aquatics. What's, like, the biggest thing that you've seen an impact of people getting and relating to water powerfully?
Water.
Like water powerfully. Like, people interacting with water powerfully. So what kind of new practices that people take on, or what kind of new talents did they get, or abilities?
I've seen entire water that Dubai, as a huge city, the water comes from the ocean. They purify the water and they drink the ocean water.
Wow!
Right.
So but that, I was talking more about when you're, you know, when people are swimming or learning about being in the water. What was it that, like, what new talents did they get when they move beyond, I don't want to go in the water, to, oh my God, I won't drown? Like, what was that? Like,
it's just, you just find, like, a new world, you know what I mean? Like, the people who, like, okay, swimming a little bit, but if they learn to swim the right way, or they start enjoying it, doing it by yourself, being out there somewhere, like swimming, right? That makes their, like, make them refresh, make them feel exercised. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they ever come back? Sense of achievement.
You know? Did they thank you for, like, thank
they
you?
They do. Like, I mean, I have a few people that swims with me in the Saturday morning every week. And, you know, it's just the only time they get to swim once a week. And they really look forward to that time in the water. You know, I'm talking about these people are, like, you know, working parents who are busy during the week. And that just one time in the water once a week, that makes them so feel so much greater than not doing it.
That's pretty cool. Yep. I mean, yeah, you know, it's almost like learning how to ride a bike. There's, like, this sense of freedom in a new environment.
I mean, you should have seen, like, when the first time when people learn to, like, swim by on their own without any, like, floating aids, being able to trade water or swim from one end to the other end, that joy that, you know, anybody, little kid to, like, adults, that joy they have is like winning a World Cup. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so much, means so much to them. And I see that every day.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps me going, this job.
And sometimes if it's in a natural body of water, let's say a lake, let's say Germantown, we touch on Germantown again. The funny thing about Germantown is they got those little fishes that nibble at your toes.
Oh, yeah.
So you got it. Like, if you're in Germantown, those are not piranha. They might be sunfish, but they're not actually hungry. They're just kissing your toes. So nothing to get scared about in Germantown. And we're here with And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. I'm your Super Waterman, ambassador for water. We're here in Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM. In Pittsfield, the center of the Berkshires, the center of the water cultural conversation all around the world. 88.1 WSBR in Lee. That's our little brother station that we just got some airtime on, so very excited about that. And also catch us on any of your favorite podcast channels like Apple, iHeartRadio, YouTube Music, and check out the Spotify playlist And So It Flows and give it a save, because they don't make it easy to like it because it's not a heart. It's some other insignia that you have to actually think about. Now, if they can make a thing like Cloudflare, they could put a heart on Spotify. That's the truth, if anyone out there who's into technical stuff. So a little bit more, you know, let's say someone is from the Pittsfield area or Berkshire County. How can they be part of an aquatics program at the Gladys Brigham Center? Like, what do they have to do?
They can just easily call us or come for a tour and talk to one of us. We'll put you in the right program. And for your family.
How many programs are there, like, different kinds? What kinds?
We have great program for seniors who are, like, looking for an exercise program. Two times we have aerobic classes every week, and we also have weekly group lessons for children.
If people come from out of town and they're, like, here and they heard about it, can they come in and swim, like, in a public swim? Do you have, like, public swim things?
They can, yes.
Whoa, yep. Check it out. Second homeowners, third homeowners, fifth homeowners. You could definitely do that when you're here in Pittsfield, because aquatics is really a thing. So now, is there anything special that's coming up for either the holidays or any kind of special swimmy thing?
So we're going into the swim season.
Swim season.
Mm-hmm. That means all the swim teams will start training, including high school teams, club teams. We do have a team called the Pittsfield Penguins.
No way.
Yeah, we have about 20 children in our program.
Very cool.
Swims laps and trains every week. And then so you'll see, you know, most of the Sundays we are competing during this season until February.
Do you do a polar bear plunge thing at all? Do you have any kind of...
You know what? That's in my bucket list, Leslie. I might do it this year.
Okay, let's talk. Let's cause this. That would be so cool. Cold plunging is better than you think, and it should be in either an outdoor venue or, you know, nice little pools you can get these days that you can get people in. And thanks so much for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure. And we've been speaking to Prashad. Whoa, that's serious. You know, in Hungarian, my last name is Gabriel, and it comes before the first name. So it's Gabriel Laszlo. And, you know, and just so women don't feel bad, my grandmother's name was... it was Gabriel Laszlo Ney. And you don't get even the first name as a woman. You get like Gabriel Laszlo, and Ney means married to. Like, you don't, it's like when I used to get, you know, announced to my friends when I was first married, it was, here's the husband of Marilyn, you know, like that. So it's, all power to our names and where we are from and around the world. You're listening to And So It Flows. And thanks again for joining us here, Prashad.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Leslie.
Yeah, it's been a
long time.
Yeah, it's been an honor. Let's pay attention to having a cold polar bear plunge somewhere here in Berkshire County.
Yes.
That's really cool. Good to be with you, everyone, water lovers. We got a couple, maybe one more song. We're going to see what's right there. Oh, it looks like we actually have a little bit of from the Crazy Sexy Cool album, TLC. You're listening to And So It Flows. We're going to be listening to some Waterfalls. We'll be right back.
Given ray, is it because my life is 10 shades of gray? I pray all 10 fade away, celebrate for the 7 days. And like his promise is true, only my faith can undo the many chances I blew to bring my life to an end. Clear blue and unconditional skies have dried the tears from my eyes, no more lonely cries. My only leading hope is for the folk who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for tooting gain into your own vein? What a shame you're shooting aim for someone else's brain. You claim the insane and aim to stay in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me. Yeah.
Don't go chasing water.
Abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.